Face the fields across from Waring Road, where the farm lane leads. You are almost certainly on land once owned by John Llewellyn, probably near his home site. Around 63 by 1777, he and his wife Mary had moved here from Virginia 16 years earlier. There he had been a shipbuilder, but here he ran a farm. His 630 acres stretched all the way across those fields to Kaneda Creek and behind you across Robinson School Road. At the time, the creek was Kaneda Swamp, covering a large area beyond the fields and downhill to the right. This land was in Martin County when it was formed, and Llewellyn was named as one of the original justices of the peace. In those days, his duties included those of modern county commissioners. Llewellyn became concerned after some delegates to the convention creating the new state's constitution in late 1776 proposed what today we would call separation of church and state. They did not get all they wanted, but the Constitution did remove the official status that the Church of England, known here as the Anglican Church, had enjoyed under the colonial government. Taxes no longer supported the church, and Catholic priests, along with other Protestant pastors, now were allowed to marry people. The budding alliance between the United States and Catholic France likely added to the worries of Anglicans like Llewellyn. They began to organize and took the name of the Brethren. In early 1777, Llewellyn, Rawlins, and a dozen others began traveling the back roads of the state to spread their fears about the possible rise of Popish religion. Rebel leaders threatened to arrest them. Rawlins later told the court the movement picked up speed after a muster of the county's part-time militia soldiers in Plymouth, 40 miles to the east, to the left, around Friday, March 28th. He, Llewellyn, and a third man were riding home. Llewellyn remarked that the country was like to become subject to popery, meaning the Catholic Church, and there ought to be a way to seek relief. On that ride home, Llewellyn suggested that a document supporting the Anglican Church be written up for people to swear to and outlined the contents. A few days later, he and his son William came to Rawlins' house, and Llewellyn dictated to him the Tory or Anglican Constitution and some oaths. William then hand-wrote copies to distribute, carefully, as you'll see. Scroll down to the audio clip under The Plot Thickens.